This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In the last half of Romans 2, Paul presents two hypothetical assumptions claimed by those who are religious. Then he asks a series of rhetorical questions and concludes with an affirmation of truth. He states the hypothetical with the word if in verses 17, 18, and 19. If you see yourself as having it all together and have concluded that you're okay, Paul has a question for you. Also, if you think that because you have it all together, you have the authority to instruct, direct, and judge others, Paul has a question for you as well. Are you walking the talk? Are you expressing in behavior and attitude what you claim to be? Is your life a positive affirmation and confirmation of what you claim to be true in you and what you teach and expect of others? If it isn't, you dishonor God. He quotes Ezekiel 36:22, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. It is not your pedigree, possessions, or privileged position that counts with God. It is a changed life. It is a life which has been changed inwardly, a circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, verse 29. Religious men praise you if you jump through the proper religious ceremonial hoops. God praises and accepts the one who humbly submits to the Holy Spirit's work of convicting, convincing, and then converting you inwardly. The Holy Spirit does this in response to faith. Short of that, you will find yourself a lawbreaker and rejected by a holy God. Examine yourself in the light of these truths and ask God to use the truth to set you free by His provision of salvation through Christ.